Kia ora, Nick. The issue this week we're going to discuss is rising costs and how is that affecting road transport operators throughout the country?
Yeah, this is really the story of the hour, I think, for the road transport industry, David. The New Zealand is caught, and it's a global issue, around inflationary pressures, and you know, the transport industry is particularly at risk. It's particularly vulnerable because we are a service industry. And we're also, you know, we've got a lot of small businesses, and many of them don't understand their costs particularly well, and they're not in powerful positions with their customer relationships to be actually be able to say to their customers, hey, these are how my costs have moved, actually that needs to be reflected in the rates. And what's, I think, really important is that, you know, transport in New Zealand is unique among the industry associations in that we, especially for our members, prepare the Grant Thornton Index, which is an industry cost index. Now, really important, it's not the index that tells you how much to charge because we don't get involved in that, but it shows members the movement that they are that we're experiencing across the industry, sector by sector, in different cost in different parts of their business, and so we estimate that costs perhaps have gone up from 15% to 20% in terms of petrol as a proportion of a transport business to perhaps around about 35%, which is absolutely massive. Now, are transport operators recovering those costs from their customers? Are they passing them on? Or are they absorbing them? And actually, what's the evidence that they use to show that not only there, but wages as well, but other costs on their businesses are also increasing? Well, the Grant Thornton Index is how you do it. It's really important because all Transport in New Zealand members are entitled to access this quarterly index. If they don't currently have access to it, then they need to give us a call here at Transport in New Zealand or send us an email so we can give them access to the back end of our website, because this is a really important service, and it's really important that they look at the index, and we're happy to provide some advice to them as well on actually, well, how do you use it? How could you apply it in your business? How do you understand it? And what's really important is that this is information that's taken from actual, you know, a representative sample of transport businesses in different sectors. Massey University, the academics there do it for us, prepare it every 5 years, and then the accountants, Grant Thornton, they adjust it quarterly based on what they're seeing in the market.
Okay, so that covers a whole lot of the different costs that the industry is facing, and you've just said that fuel is a big part of that. Now, prices going up, to what extent is fuel a real issue right now?
Well, as I mentioned, I think it's really significant. And a lot of people have got fats. A lot of people pass the costs on. I'm more concerned about people who don't. We've got a fuel offer that's quite significantly improved, actually, from one of our fuel companies that we have a partnership with. And I think it's also worth particularly those small operators that need a more favourable situation to have a chat with Fiona McDonough, our membership manager, or Vicky, who works with her, to actually just see if they can get a better deal through one of our fuel schemes. Really important. Of course, the government reduced the RUC component, the road user charge component, for the industry for 3 months, which was about a 36% discount on road user charges. They've since extended that, I think, into about late September now, which is really important. But our view is that they're going to need to extend it again because actually prices have not gone south in terms of the international oil market. They've probably got a bit worse. And then to chuck those costs back on the industry at this time would be, you know, not only unpalatable, but it would add an additional stress. So we're very much fighting in this space, David. The government did listen to us when we asked for that extension, and they did that in the budget, but we are asking for it again. But my big message is for operators is to know your costs. And we are going to put out a survey next week around what discovering what operators are doing in terms of high fuel pressures and other cost pressures, how they are dealing with that in their business, and what sort of information and support that they would need. As I said, we've got a bit of that available, and we're more than happy to talk, but actually we're keen to know what's going on out there, because I think that there is a risk that our supply chain is going to come under further stress if operators, you know, don't run viable businesses. We've already seen some examples where people have had to shut up shop. We actually don't want to. We don't want to see that happen in New Zealand. We want there to be, you know, a flourishing number of small operators out there. But I've read stories in the States in the last few days where, you know, there are people warning that fuel prices are just making it unbearable for some operators there. And you know, there's the potential to see freight not delivered and supermarket shelves to be empty if we don't have the required number of transport companies in operation to do the work.
Right, so all those big stresses facing the operators, and you would like to hear back from them next week. So now's the time for them to think about some of those issues, perhaps, yep, and what's important, and then get back to you.
Exactly. Well, we need to know that so we can advocate to government and to politicians on these issues. And you know, we like to, David, as you will appreciate, we like to come with suggestions to government about things they can do to ease the pressure on what is the industry that's carrying our economy at the moment. The last thing we want to see as a country is stress on the supply chain. So it's really important that we know what's going on, what the reality is for businesses, but also the message that, you know, I want to get across to you today is that you know, we do have some tools, and the Grant Thornton Cost Index is a good one that is available for every member of Transport in New Zealand. You know, access it, have a look at it, think about how you can apply it to, you know, running a business that passes on its genuine costs to customers.
All sounds very helpful. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, David.